Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks?
Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects.
To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how IWC released the new Mark 18 edition, tribute to Mark 11. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's I'm Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. IWC is a brand that I'm extremely familiar with. It was one of the first brands that I started with my career, so I'm very familiar with it from many different perspectives. At that time when I got into it in the early 90s, early to mid 90s, right after my career with Swatch, when I was selling fine watches, IWC was one of the few brands that I really gravitated towards immediately. The family business I was working at, we had this brand before any really major retail outfit in the country. It was basically us, Cellini, Wempe, and maybe Torno. I don't even remember if Torno had it at that time. But their pilot's watches always drew me in. They were always very classic, very utilitarian, very everyday wearing. They were always very small, though. They always were, 36 to 38 millimeters in diameter. It's in 1948 the first Mark 11 was sold. This style's been around and one of the most iconic designs for I'd say over 50, 60 years. The new Mark 18 edition tribute to Mark 11, it's a must-have piece for any collector. It's attainable, it's a great size, it's 40 millimeters in diameter, it's very, very classic, it's sticking to the classic style and design of the Mark 11. It has the modern-day upgrades and treatments, which I love. So, that's very, very cool. The retail of this watch is $41.50. They only made 1,948 pieces. And this is being exclusively available at Harrods in London till the end of September, and will officially launch at IWC boutiques at the end of October. So now what makes this watch cool is that it's on a textile strap, or if you want to call it a NATO strap. It has a black dial featuring a cross mark by four yellow rectangles at 3, 6, and 9, and 12. These rectangles, along with the baton hands and the triangle at the 12 o'clock, are coated with luminescent material, which ensures clear legibility at night. As I mentioned, the Mark 11 was sold with a green nylon strap, also known as a NATO strap, for decades. The new one comes with a green textile strap. The watch is water resistant to 6 bars or 60 meters and is powered by the automatic 35-111 caliber movement with a 42-hour power reserve. It has a soft iron inner case for protection against magnetic fields and a front glass secured against displacement by sudden drops in pressure. It's a tradition established by the historic forebear. This is an extremely cool watch, especially when you think about the Mark 18, the normal Mark 18, the production Mark 18, which is basically the evolution of the Mark 11 into a modern day watch, is $39.50. So the special edition, which marks the year it came out, 1,948 pieces, is, if you think about it, in the scheme of how expensive watches are today, $41.50, believe it or not, is considered reasonable for a high-end watchmaker like IWC. They were the ones, there are many companies that did Pilot's watches. Pilot's watches, just to give you an idea, there's some characteristics that are very important. The satinized stainless steel case, the black matte black dial, the big Arabic numerals, the triangle at the 12 o'clock position. All those things are what make a Pilot's watch. They had to be legible at night, so they had to be, anti-magnetic as well. So this watch really if you think about it, goes back to the history, and it's a lot of money for a watch, but it's not a lot of money for a luxury Swiss watch like IWC. You know, IWC's pricing has gotten so much better over the years, and especially for a limited edition like this. I did call the IWC boutique in New York City, and they did say that it's only available at IWC boutiques in, you know, North America when it comes out. I don't know how true that is or isn't. I don't doubt them, but I also do know that there are larger retailers in the country that do a lot of business with IWC, and I'm sure may have access to this if we were to check. And I have relationships with, you know, retailers like that, so I can definitely help you get one. It's $4,150. It's a great piece. And you know, it brings me back to my days when I was collecting watches, you know, in the early 2000s, when it was somewhat affordable, when I used to collect Panerais and they were $3,000 to $4,000. And, you know, a couple years later, if I wanted to trade, upgrade or whatever, I could get as much as I paid for it or more. Now with a piece like this, it's hard to determine how much, you know, how much it's going to go over retail. You know, typically IWCs are not known for really holding their value or shattering auction estimate prices or doing anything like that. But it is an accessible piece. It is fairly inexpensive, and it is numbered. And it does commemorate the birth year of the Pilot's Watch for IWC. IWC popularized the Pilot's Watch as we know it today. You can definitely reach out to me at amitdevhond@gmail.com. I do work on a consultation fee basis. It's $150, and you know that gets you an hour of my time, some calls, some emails. And if you want to continue, it's $150 by the hour. It's a great service. I can teach you as well how to, you know, talk and look like a watch pro and talk amongst the best of them. There are a lot of people out there who feel inadequate, who don't feel confident. I'm here to make sure that you feel confident, you feel good, you feel proud, you feel, you know, like you have a handle on it. And it's a very daunting industry because there's so much to know, but I'll break it down for you really easily. And the best part is whatever you spend in watch lessons with me, I will apply towards the purchase of a watch within a year if you choose to decide to buy a watch from me within a year. But that $150 is for my time. I've had over 25 years of experience. I'm also the official concierge for watches at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas. When their guests need watches, I source them for them. Depending on where they live, I can get them no tax and certainly help them with pricing, all from authorized dealers, whether it be Rolex, Cartier, IWC, Tudor. I'm also a distributor for Kingsley 1945 watches. Kingsley 1945 watches are styled and designed and hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company. And as I mentioned, I'm a distributor for this brand for the West Coast. I just launched a new website almost 2 months ago. There's a very, very great presence of Kingsley 1945 watches on there. You can see all the custom pieces, the entire catalog. You can look at the description, the straps that we offer, the collection. You can download the instruction manual. It's very comprehensive. On my website, you can read my blog. You can book a consultation. You can listen to my podcast. You can watch my videos. You can see my services. And, you know, it's all in one place, and it's really well organized, and it's a hell of a step up from what I had, and I'm very proud of it. So check that out, www.amitdevhonda.com. Please don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. The icons are at the very top of my website. You can follow me on all those forms of social media. And until next time, rock on and fly back.